Today we bring you the Ripper story of Christmas with a twist. It has been fun to imagine an Aussie version of the Nativity story we know so well. We thank John Dyer and the Aussie Bible for helping us with the lines. We would also like to give a special welcome to our friends and families who are watching online. Please jump on the chat box and say a quick g'day.
Before we get going, please stand and sing with us, Joy to the World. This song has many Christmas truths if you carefully listen to the words. It is our prayer that today that our hearts and yours are prepared for the joy of Christmas and our earth receives the true King.
Hold on, I was just thinking. Jesus was born over 2,000 years ago, right?
Right.
Well, 2,000 years ago, there were no farmers here in South Australia. The land belonged to the Kaurna people.
You are right, and I think it is important to acknowledge that today. So can everyone please be creative, sit back, put your feet up on the esky, and imagine a young Sheila finding out she's preggers and not yet hitched.
G'day, Mary. You're a pretty special Sheila. God has his eye on you. Don't chuck a wobbly. God thinks you'll be okay. You're about to come pregnant and you'll have a son. He'll be a very big deal. He'll be in charge of the whole show forever.
What the? How's it even possible?
Leave the mechanics to God. This is heavenly stuff. I'm Fred Dinkum. This kid will be someone great. He'll be called God's own son. Think about it. Cousin Libby, pregnant. Who would have thought at her ripe old age? Nothing is impossible with God.
Yes, Libby's husband, Zek, he really has become quite a stunned mullet. If this is what God wants, then sign me up.
Cousin Libby. Libby's baby went bananas with excitement, and Lib was flapping excited too.
My soul is as happy as Larry with God, and my mind is buzzing. I'm pumped, because though I'm no one special, God picked me. God has done things that would knock your socks off. He cares for those who love him. God has not had a mental blank. He's doing what he promised yonks ago.
Mary stayed with the cars for a bit, then nicked off home. Later, Libby's baby was born. They called him John. He grew up strong and lived out bush. Back to Mary and Joe. Joe was a carpenter and a bit freaked out by the news of Mary. But one day, when he hit the hay...
Don't fret, mate. She'll be all right. Keep Mary as your missus and the bubs from the Holy Spirit. Call on Jesus. He'll save people from their stuff-ups.
Time went by.
Sorry, hate to tell you, but you know that census that Caesar ordered? It means we need to take our holidays in Bethlehem. King David was a great, great, great pops, remember? On your donkey, off we trot.
Hey, Joe, I'm really knackered. Do you think it'll be much further?
Nearly there, Mary. I'm sure Bethlehem is just a little further along this dirt track. But it's truth, the pub is full to bursting. I chucked a mania and tried Jova's run, but the place is packed like sardines. But old mate suggested we bunk in a shed out back. No, it's not the Hilton, love. Bit of dung around, but it's a roof over our heads.
And so, baby Jesus was born in the most humble of settings. He was placed in a trough and wrapped in an old rug. In the ranges surrounding Bethlehem, there was a mob of stockmen watching over their sheep. Suddenly, the night sky was filled with a bright light and angels spoke to them. The angels said, "Let me give you the top news for everyone everywhere. Today, in that little town on a hill, a rescuer has been born. He is the promised one, the King, the Lord. And here's how you'll find him. The little baby is wrapped in a rug in a food trough. And before you could say, well, I'll be, the whole sky was filled with more angels singing. God is bonta, and to everyone on the planet who's on God's side, peace and goodwill.
We'll knock my socks off and start and she ain't never seen anything like it.
Grab your swag, matey. No time to kill. Let's make tracks. I want to meet this baby king. Ooh, yeah!
Wowzers, that was fair dinkum amazing. Did you hear, guys? That little bub, he is a saviour. He has been waited on for ages. They say he'll be a forever king and that he's going to fork out all for our mistakes to give us freedom and full joy. He hasn't seen that fancy pants type yet laying there in dirty shore, but I guess we'll wait and see. It reminds me of that verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Shh, I hear some shepherds coming.
Here we are, fellas.
Congrats, Mum and Dad. He's perfect.
Aww. Don't get all soppy, mate. We gotta go share this beat news.
And so they did, and everyone was blown away by the stockman's story.
Meanwhile, in a far region of schooled folks...
Hey, Gather, what a beaut night. Look how clear the sky is.
Sure is, Dazza, but I reckon the gully breeze has blown in and brought that huge star with it. What do you reckon, Jacko?
Oh, I don't know, fellas. It had me stumped at first, but I reckon it's a sign that a new king's been born. Someone very significant. Saddle it up. It's a bit of a hype, but let's follow it and pack some gifts. If I've nailed this, it's going to be a huge deal, mate.
Beauty, mate, I'm in. Can't wait to say g'day to your majesty.
The wise farmers persevered on their journey and followed the star just to get a squiz of the new king. Herod found out the purpose of their journey and it made him as jumpy as a wallaby on hot rocks. He told the wise farmers to find the kid so he could pop by for a sticky beak too.
So close now, fellas. I'm thirsty as a horse. Nay! It's been a long journey. I'm not sure I trust that Herod dude, though.
Here's the star and here's the little one with his mum.
Good day, Your Majesty. We've come with some gifts. Gold, frankincense and myrrh.
What a dag. I thought we should have brought something more practical, like a footy or even nappy wipes.
No way, mate. These need to be gifts fit for a king.
Hoo-hoo! Thanks for having us. It's been a treat.
And God warns the wise farmers to avoid Herod like the plague. So they did. We hope you can see that no matter how you tell it, the birth of Jesus was an absolute ripper moment, both to everyone then and to everyone now. Jesus came to save not just Israel and the locals, but offers light, forgiveness, and joy to people all over the world.
Crikey, I think it is amazing that years after what happened in a small town so far away still knocks our socks off, and we are still talking about it today. The gift of Jesus changed the world for the better, and he is still changing lives today. That is why we are telling his story, and that is the meaning of Christmas.
I hope you enjoyed our kids' church play, but I really hope that you know its history, that the Christmas story is more than just an Aussie line, it's history. I think reading historical fiction, but the Bible is so much more than that. I think it is amazing that this event happened 2,000 years ago in a small town, changed the course of history forever. It is more than just a religion. In the Old Testament, Joshua 1:9, it says, "Be strong and courageous, for I am with you." And Isaiah 4:1-10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you." Christmas is when God actually came to us on earth as a person, Jesus, and experienced human life. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for Christmas. Thank you for Kids Church. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay for our sin. We pray for people all over the world these next few weeks to see the light that Christmas is. Amen.
I just want to take a bit of opportunity to say thank you to a few people. So firstly, we got all your Kids Church teachers and helpers. So why don't we say a big thanks to them, because they've done a big job through the year, not just at Christmas time. Who has the best Kids Church teacher? Anyone? No one does. Okay. Thanks for your help, people. Simon. Ah, okay. There you go. That's just because they remember your name. The other people I want to say thank you to are, so see down the front here, we've got Alice and Tanya and Miranda have particularly put a lot of effort in. So why don't we say thanks to them. Big thanks. You know, one thing that I find interesting is we wanted to make an Aussie Christmas, our own brand, if you like. And did you understand all the words, by the way, in that story? Because some of those words I don't use at all. But we want to make it our own kind of thing, don't we? We want Jesus to be like a little Aussie Jesus. And that's because we like him. We like him a lot. I remember once when I was a bit younger, I got to be friends with an Italian family, and they kept saying to me, "You sure you're not Italian?" Because they really like me and they want to be part of their family. And you know what? We like that with Jesus, aren't we? We like Jesus. We would love Jesus to be, you know, one of us, and we want to be like him too. You know, if you look at all the paintings of Jesus, you'll notice this, that if you're from, say, England, you probably painted Jesus like a person with blue eyes and white skin. Did Jesus have blue eyes and white skin? Just wondering. Do you know where Jesus actually was from? He had probably very dark hair, very dark eyes, and brown skin, because he was from the Middle East. So he didn't look like people in England, but they painted him like that. If you look at the Italians, they painted him like Italians. If you looked at the Greeks, they painted him like Greeks. And we want him to be like us. And you know, one of the things that I think's good about that is it means that we think he's amazing. That we think he's amazing and we wish we could be like him. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but Jesus is born in a not amazing town to a not amazing family at a not amazing time. Isn't it amazing that Jesus has had such a big impact on so many people for 2,000 years, more than 2,000 years? It says something about who Jesus is and what kind of difference he can make in the world. I want you to think about this. Often we talk about what's the true message of Christmas. What would you say? Any ideas? What would be the true message of Christmas? Anybody? Elliot, of course.
Jesus' birthday?
It's Jesus' birthday. There's no wrong answers here. Anyone else? Got some ideas? What's the true message of Christmas? Any hands? Some people might say the true message of Christmas is bringing peace to the world, love and joy, and that's all true. That's not That's part of Christmas. But actually, we would not have Christmas without this, what I'm going to call... Oh, you got one, have you, Soph?
He took away our sins.
He took away our sins. That's also true. We would not have Christmas without this very first message. Follow Jesus. That was the very kind of most important thing, was to just follow him. Follow him. If those very first people hadn't listened to Jesus and thought, wow, I want to follow Jesus, then we wouldn't be talking about him today. He'd make no difference. There would be nobody remembering who Jesus was, singing songs. Following him is where it all starts. So I want to remind us at Christmas time, for all the gifts and all the love and all the joy and the hope and the peace that we celebrate, let's remember this. It all starts with following Jesus. It all starts with following Jesus. And that's true for all of us, isn't it? Everything good comes from that very first thing, which is follow Jesus. I want to pray for us, and then I would love it, do you mind if you could sing that last song again? Do you reckon you could do that? And Jacob, could you just lead us in that? I apologize. I won't do that to you, mate. Let's pray. God, I thank you for the way that these children have shared with us the story of Jesus in a fun way. And I do pray that as we come into Christmas, we would take to heart those strong messages of peace and goodwill and joy and hope. But especially that it all starts with following you. Jesus makes a big difference in the world through his followers. And that's true of these people on stage here. That's true of the people that are sitting in our congregation and watching online. That's true of so many followers around the world, as they've followed you and lived with your life in a world that God you love, it's made a big difference. And here we are today celebrating the big difference that Jesus makes in our own life and the big difference that Jesus is making in the world. So as we come to Christmas, we pray, Jesus, that we would follow you wherever you lead us. And we pray this in your name. Amen.